We're the Joe and Alex Show. It's Radio Now, and wow, this was awkward. I didn't know what to do. I would like to know, what would you have done? Like, what's your suggestion? Maybe if I ever encounter this again. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I was hanging out. I had my friends Davis and Susie in town, and that was kind of cool. They came all the way and visited me. They're from Michigan. That's where I'm from originally. So that was nice of them. And then my wife Lindsay was out with us, and we were grabbing some brews. And this is on Saturday night going into Sunday morning. We were out late. And it was like a Christmas crawl or a Christmas sweater thing on. So everybody was, you know, drunk, you know, and they were kind of closing down the bars, and they came to the place we were at. And this cute little girl comes in, and she sits down, and she drinks a couple of drinks, and she goes to the bathroom. And I didn't notice it because she had a big jacket. She must have been cold. So she had her jacket on, but she took her jacket off. And I think it's static cling is what did this. But Alex and Liv, help me out here. She was wearing a dress, but the dress somehow went all the way up to like her mid back.
Oh, no.
And she had on, what are they, tights? She had on tights.
Yeah.
And I could see through. So I saw her butt, but there was whale tail. She had a giant, like she had a big butt, a giant thong. I was like, Oh, my God.
That is mortifying.
And I was like looking directly at her. My wife and the friends were on the other side facing me, so their backs were to her.
Oh, they couldn't see it?
They didn't see it. So I'm like, what do I do? Because if that was my wife, I would want somebody to tell my wife that her butt's hanging out, and I don't understand how she doesn't feel it. Like, how do you not feel the air?
Well, she has tights on, she wouldn't feel it.
She wouldn't? Okay,
and
that's
also,
what I didn't know.
Drinking.
True, okay. So, guys, so I could see clear as day, butt, thong, everything, I'm like, hey, your thong's out.
You told her?
You did not do that.
Yeah, but I didn't realize it. Like, the song ended, so it was really awkward and loud, like everybody looked. I just was trying, like, hey, to get her attention. But then everybody, I guess, heard what I said.
Yikes.
That is so awkward. Why would you not tell your wife and then have your wife go up to her and tell her?
Because, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but listen to where I'm coming from, even as a married guy. I tell my wife this thing, whether I text her or I just whisper it to her, what's she going to think? Oh, my husband's looking at another girl's butt.
Well, you just yelled it in front of everybody, so she heard it either way.
I know, but I'd rather just tell her to try to be nice. It's like if I actually just did something else, she's like, well, how long have you been looking at it? Blah, 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 blah. I just tried to do it as quick as possible. I didn't want my wife also to turn around and notice it either and then say, oh, what are you looking at? So I don't know if I did the right thing or not.
I mean, I don't think it's...
I think it's weird. I think you got to let a woman be the one to tell her.
So yeah, I should have not told her, hey, your thong's out.
Absolutely not. And you definitely should have not shouted it across the room.
It was like 6 feet.
And also at the same time, I feel like if that happened to me and some guy told me, I'd be like, oh, so were you just like staring at my butt the entire time?
Exactly, yes.
Like, it's just so much better if a girl does it. Also, with the thing with your wife, anyone is going to notice and be looking at that just because it's like a train wreck that you can't look away from.
But none of them could see it, Liv, because their back was to it. That's why I'm wondering.
But I feel like your wife would understand that, like, oh, shoot, that's a big, obvious thing. If you're in that direction, you're going to notice it. Doesn't have to mean you were checking them
Pork
out.
Pork chop. Let me ask another bro on the show. What would you have done?
Well, I feel like your thoughts are genuine and you did the right thing because
Thank
you don't want her going around like that the rest of the night.
Guys, it was like up to her mid-back. I don't know how she didn't feel it. I mean, the tights went all the way up pretty high too, but I mean, I don't know how she didn't feel it. And that, she had a beautiful butt. I mean, it was really
okay.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there's your answer right there, that you were checking her out and you shouldn't have been the one to say something.
Should have told the bartender.
It was a female bartender.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I just feel like she'd be like, well, are you checking out my butt too? I feel like I'm in a lose-lose situation here. 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-563-2539. Did I do the wrong thing? Alex and Liv are saying yes. I should have told my wife or I guess told another woman. It should have been a woman-to-woman conversation. I mean, what happens though when a guy has a zipper down? What do you do then?
You don't say anything. I've never told a guy that he has
You've
a zipper
never
down.
Never told a guy. What if I had my zipper down
Here's
right now? You wouldn't tell me outside?
No. I was at something.
You're terrible.
I was at something for a close friend, and their family was there, and one of their family members had their zipper down, like an uncle of theirs.
Oh, I
And I did
them.
Not say anything.
See, with like an uncle or something, I would not tell them, but anyone that's like around my age, boyfriend or not, I will tell them if their zipper's down because they get so embarrassed. And I think it's funny when guys get embarrassed and insecure.
My grandma used to say that stuff all the time. She's like, Joey, the horse is out of the barn. Like, it really wasn't out of the barn, but she would say that.
Why not just the typical, like, XYZ?
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's talk to Morgan on the Joe and Alex show. Should I have said something, Morgan?
Okay, so yes, it's not like necessarily inappropriate to say something just because you're a guy, but it's the fact that you were checking out her butt, like you said.
Whoa. Who said I was checking out her butt? It was just
literally
in my
mind. You.
I know. You did. You said it was a, what'd you say, a beautiful booty?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you guys are making it like, it was just purely like medical.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because my doctor is always like, yeah, you've got a beautiful booty.
Well, maybe you need to do more squats if they're not saying that. So anyways, Morgan, what should I have done then?
Well, in that case, because you were kind of like flirting with the line of it being like inappropriate attention that you were giving her, told another female to maybe suggest she do something with
So
with
you
that
want me
situation.
To get have my marriage end and tell my wife?
There's no way.
Your marriage like, is not Lindsay, going to tell end
that,
over that.
Yeah, you got to be like, Lindsay, tell that girl, you know, her dress is up. Like, that's exactly what I think you should have said. I don't think Lindsay would have had a problem with that.
No, you're not giving her enough credit.
Giving who enough credit?
Your wife.
Lindsay, of her being, like, secure enough to, like, not care about that.
Joe, I think what they're saying is if she didn't have a nice booty, then it would have been okay to tell her.
Yeah, I think I agree. Like, if she wasn't an attractive girl, in their eyes, they're like, oh, it's okay.
This is a prime example of why us women, when we go to the restroom or whatever, every single time, we got to do the pat down. You got to check and make sure, you know, my dress is down, my skirt is down. I always have to do that. I'm always double checking to make sure.
I have never heard of the pat down. That's what you do?
I do.
Yeah, I always am in the stall, like, checking everything, making sure my shirt's tucked in, that, like, my tights aren't up, that nothing's sticking out, that everything is long enough.
Well, I want to thank you, because honestly, at least me, maybe I'm the only person here listening right now, I never heard of the pat-down. Yeah. I never even knew women did that.
It's just a simple thing, just double-checking your skirts down after you went to the bathroom or whatever.
All right, let's go to line number two, Carolyn on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, what's going on with you?
Yeah, I think you were exactly right. Call her out. I mean, obviously, she was looking for the attention.
What?
Do you not know when? Yeah, do you not know when you clearly dress as a woman, you recheck in the mirror before you leave your home?
Wait, do you think she did it on purpose so that I would like take a gander?
I believe so. I believe she was doing it for attention. I mean, as a woman, we recheck and recheck our clothing, and I don't know.
We do normally, but accidents happen. I mean, she could have not caught it. I think there's been one time in my life it was accidental, but that's insane to say it was on purpose.
No, I don't think so. I guess as every woman that wears a dress, you automatically grab it and pull it down as you sit down if you're a lady.
Have you ever been borderline blacked out at a night out at the bars?
Yeah, this past weekend.
Well, yeah, with the lady.
Never to wear. I mean, if you have a nice booty and she knew that she does, then she clearly was showing her booty off.
Carolyn, is it normal too before you sit down to slap your butt?
Slap it? No.
Okay, because she did that too.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Like, she was expecting attention, and she got it. So way to go, Joe. Call her out. I would have done the same thing.
Thank you, Carolyn. Yeah, I'm not even trying to call out. It's just I would hope somebody would do that to me, like if my fly was undone. And I'm surprised nobody's called in about Alex's statement saying I would never tell somebody their fly's undone. That is terrible.
That call was the craziest thing I've ever heard. There's no way that girl did this on purpose. By some social, Gina said, just because he noticed it was beautiful doesn't mean he was just gawking. He has eyes. He can't help his vision existing. And then Trina said, you did the wrong thing, Joe.
Well, it's good to know somebody thinks I'm bad at this. Taylor on the Joe and Alex show, let's wrap it up with you. What are your thoughts here on the situation where I saw a girl wearing the tights, her dress got stuck up with static cling, and I accidentally said, hey, your thong's showing, and everybody heard it.
All right, so I'm 100% with you, Joe, on this one. I don't think that shouting out and that little panic shout was the best way to go about it, but definitely, man, like, go ahead and tell her. And as far as noticing that she's an attractive woman with a nice booty, like, I don't care who you are on the planet. We are programmed to see that stuff, and whether it was a nice booty or not, like, I'd have just walked up and said, hey, you know, like, your dress is up and showing something, so, yeah, I mean, from Alex and Liv's side, like, are you guys crazy? How long do you want to stand there with your dignity hanging out before someone else has the gall to, like, oh, pass it down the line and eventually it'll get to her? Like, you know, if you see something like that, go ahead and handle it. But, you know, I trust your judgment with your wife. Like, I wouldn't want to be the one to say, hey, you know, that fine booty of hers been hanging out, you might want to get that handle before I, you know, keep staring at it or something stupid. You never know. So
yeah, this is way different than like a pecker checker, because the thing is, like, seeing a fly down, that's like, well, why are you looking there? Her whole dress was up her back, like to her waist, where the tights were, and the tights were tight, and the thong, like, it was just like, it was like a flashing neon light in my face.
Oh, I just think it says so much that the only person that said, like, well, she did it on purpose, she wanted the attention, was another woman. I just feel like it's always that way, where another girl, you know, sees another girl with an accident like that or something, and she's just like, oh, look at her. She's, you know, she's a slut. It's like unbelievable to me that another chick said that.
If anything, that makes me think that this other girl would do something like that. Like, this other girl is as crazy as, like, the statement she was saying.
I could see Liv, like, with the underwear up. I could see that.
I would never do that on purpose.
Joe, I think you did the right thing. And, well, for instance, Liv, you've got a booger hanging out right there.
So, I have a cold.
Oh, my God.
So you got to let people know.
Liv, please, take care of that.